Good afternoon. My name is Anthony Williams, and I am proud and privileged to represent the 8th Senatorial District, which is Philadelphia and Delaware County. And I am really extremely proud to be here with my members to express our concerns across the board. My area will deal with what is I've dealt with since I was a teenager, increasing violence. We've talked about epidemics significantly within regard to the opioid area. What we have not addressed, frankly, is something I've had to live with since gang war was a part of the neighborhood I grew up with, when it was the number one killer of homicides by guns in the neighborhood I resided in. I'm particularly impressed with the fact that my caucus, which is very diverse, men, women, people of color, non-color, rural and urban, suburban, now understand that this is a problem for all Pennsylvanians, not just a segment of Pennsylvania. In 2017, Philadelphia witnessed 317 homicides, a 14.5% increase from the previous year and a 28% increase since 2013. With homicides and violent crime rate rising around the Commonwealth, that yes means someone in Philadelphia or in Washington County. It is incumbent on the legislature to recognize that violence has reached epidemic or crisis levels and must be addressed. We are asking that we declare violence as a public health issue, allowing multi-departmental task force to address it as such. According to the movement towards violence as a health issue, communities across the country are experiencing the benefits of health-based violence prevention for all forms of violence, including child abuse, where a health-based parenting program delivered in communities of 100,000 children under the age of 8 experienced an average of nearly 700 fewer cases of childhood maltreatment over 2 years. Health approaches for all forms of violence are being integrated into all sectors and communities nationwide. Initially, findings suggest that the adoption of a model in 20 neighborhoods with the highest rates of violence corrected a decrease of 57%. In individuals under 18 involved as those arrested or suspected in violent crimes, while killing people under 24 fell by a whopping 76%. This doesn't change just an individual's life. This is, changes the culture of a community in which people have stereotyped for generations. They are beyond the pale of saving. This restores the dignity of all human beings, but most importantly, preserves the responsibility of those of us in the General Assembly to protect all citizens, regardless of who you are, where you come from, your economic background, your gender, or your ethnicity. Identify and fund youth violence prevention initiatives to promote positive problem solving before a young person gets involved. Work with the PA Department of Education and Partners in Education to create violence reduction curriculum. Strengthen access to mental and behavioral health providers for both victims and perpetrators in order to end the cycle of violence. Over 10 years ago, Senator Vincent Hughes drew attention to the level of suicide that occurred in many neighborhoods. Understand the connection between the mental health and the level of violence are not separate parallel tracks, but they frankly are very integrated tracks of understanding. Support policies with empower medical professionals to identify early signs of abuse and violence while providing referrals for support. And finally, supporting victim advocacy services. Thank you very much.